This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. WQCC denied CCNS and HOPE standing to challenge Lanl's RLWTF. Next step is oral argument before New Mexico Court of Appeals. The Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, operated by the Department of Energy, plays a critical role in maintaining the safety and reliability of the nation's nuclear stockpile. Central to this mission is the Radioactive Liquid Waste Treatment Facility, RLWTF, which was constructed in the early 1960s to treat, store, and dispose of radioactive and hazardous liquids. For decades, the RLWTF has released quote-unquote treated water through an outlet called Outfall 051 into Effluent Canyon, which flows into Mortandad Canyon and toward the Rio Grande. The facility is currently misregulated under the New Mexico Water Quality Act. Instead, the RLWTF should be regulated under the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act to ensure proper oversight, safety, and the health of the environment and waters. Regulatory oversight of the facility has come under scrutiny, highlighting the need for increased advocacy from the public, organizations, and tribes to ensure appropriate regulation. Since 1994, local community organizations such as Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, CCNS, and Honor Our Pueblo Existence, HOPE, have raised concerns about its regulation, arguing that it should fall under the state's Hazardous Waste Act rather than the WQA, which lacks sufficient public oversight and safety measures. According to the New Mexico Water Quality Act, WQA, quote, "The WQA does not apply to any activity or condition subject to the authority of the Environmental Improvement Board pursuant to the Hazardous Waste Act," end quote. Despite the prohibition, the Environment Department has permitted the RLWTF under the WQA. While LANL acknowledges that the facility manages hazardous waste, which necessitates compliance with federal hazardous waste regulations, LANL has done everything in its power to resist appropriate oversight in New Mexico. In 2022 and 2023, CCNS and HOPE challenged the misregulation before the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission. During the challenges, the community groups discovered the commission's chair had secretly and successfully applied for a position with LANL while she was leading the commission. After a series of hearings, the commission ignored the chair's conflict of interest and stated that CCNS and HOPE did not have standing to challenge the discharge permit. Nearly 2 years later, CCNS and HOPE will have their day in the New Mexico Court of Appeal to argue that they have standing to challenge the RLWTF misregulation. The hearing will be held on Thursday, February 20th at 10 a.m. at the Albuquerque Court of Appeals, Pamela B. Minzer Law Center at 2211 Tucker Northeast, Albuquerque. You are invited to attend. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.